All Saints, one of the most symbolic British pop groups of the 1990s, had 12 million record sales, 5 number one singles, 2 multi-platinum albums and 2 Brit Awards. It includes 9 consecutive top 10 hits in the UK, including 5 number ones. My favourite, Never Ever. Also Under the Bridge, Lady Marmalade, Booty Call, Pure Shores and Black Coffee. Never Ever is the second best-selling girl group single of all time in the UK, behind the Spice Girls' Wannabe. Well now, they're back this year, smashing their way back into the charts with the 4th studio album, Red Flag. And they're about to tour live again for the first time in 15 years with 10 dates, including Sheffield's O2 Academy on October the 15th. There'll be full details of that and all the other dates on our websites. Well, my name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it, my special phone guests today are All Saints founder, Melanie Blatt, and Natalie Appleton. So guys, come on, tell me, how does it feel to be back on tour after all these years?
It just feels amazing. Amazing.
Well, do you know, how's it all come about? Because, you know, we did miss you. You've been, you have made some comebacks. We've seen you at festivals. But I think about 2013 was the start of this new journey, wasn't it?
Yeah. We supported the Backstreet Boys on their tour. Really had a blast. Didn't kind of want it to end. Got a really good response as well from our old fans and stuff. And just sort of carried on from there. We wanted to keep on touring, as we hadn't really had had a chance to really do that properly 20 years ago. And in order to keep touring, we had to make new music, and so we made some new music, and that went very well, and here we are now.
So tell me, the first album in 10 years, Red Flag, I mean, it went straight to number 3 in the charts. I mean, was that a relief, you know, to know that you still wanted?
I don't know. Yeah, definitely. overwhelmed and... Yeah, taken back of how well, you know, that it did, and mind-blowing. I mean, we were so excited when we were making it, just because we were just so happy that the album was how we wanted it to sound, but we definitely didn't have any sort of, like, We thought we're the only ones that'd like it.
Well, obviously it shows, doesn't it? The public, there's a massive demand out there. But times have changed a lot, haven't they? The music industry's changed. I mean, how have you managed to adapt to that?
Hired a really young management team that know what they're doing.
Well, how important are things that didn't really exist 15 years ago now, like social media, for instance?
Yeah, well, these are all the kind of things that we've had to sort of learn about and take on board now. But I think we've finally got our heads around it.
Do you know the other things that have changed are your own lifestyles as well, haven't they? I mean, Mel, I think you've got a daughter now. I think she's about 17. And Nat, I think you've got 2 kids, one at 24 and 12. I mean, how's that made a big difference to what All Saints was like when you first went out, to be mums now?
Well, like, as you said, I was a mum then to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, it's priorities are different, you know, responsibilities, you know, just that there's more important things than All Saints. Not in that thing, because Nat had Nat when we were doing All Saints, but I think for the rest of us, you know, All Saints was pretty high up on our list of priorities. Now, you know, we do it, we love it, it's a passion, but it's finding the balance. It's exactly, there's a balance now.
But having kids at kind of that age as well now, it's the kind of age that the kids were fans when they watch. So, I mean, they're obviously more than aware of what mums are doing. How do the kids relate to the fact that you guys are getting up on stage and being pop stars again?
Well, thankfully, they're cool with it.
I'm sure they are. You've got to be the coolest 4 mums on the planet.
Well, it could have gone horribly wrong.
But in terms of the material, obviously, I'm just interested to know what the fans are going to get when you're on stage. Could you talk me through that? Could you tell me? I guess the new album's going to play a big part, but we're going to get all the classics as well.
Absolutely, we'll be playing them. And it'll just be us being us two, and usually what they expect, I think that's what they'll get. Mm.
And can I ask you, let me ask you, Mel, in terms of preparing for a tour, I mean, it's very physical, isn't it, as well? What's your regime building up to the tour, getting fit and eating the right things?
We were talking about it just now. We just realised, because we've been like, yeah, we're going to get really fit for the tour, and then suddenly we've realised that we've got about 3 weeks until it stops, and we haven't done anything about it. So I'm just going to kind of keep eating pies and watching telly, and I think that's my main workout schedule.
Sounds like my idea of fun.
You know what, life's short. I mean, I'm just going to, you know, practice, like, singing. That's going to be my main thing.
And Nat, can I ask, obviously, when you guys first set out, I remember it all too well, you and your sister, Nicole, you kind of started making all the tabloid news, sometimes not for all the right reasons. Are we going to see all that rock and roll happening on this tour?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Worse than ever before.
I promise we'll bring it hardcore this time.
We'll bring it.
Guns N' Roses have got nothing on us.
Nick and I will bring it, we promise.
Fantastic. And in terms of the future, what comes next? I mean, are you taking it a day at a time?
Absolutely. You know, we if we're happy, we'll keep on doing it. It's, you know, day by day, week by week, you know, we're just having a good time. We're grateful for, like, where this has taken us so far. And we just didn't expect any of this, and it was definitely not the plan. So, yeah, each day as it comes.
And in terms of recording and touring, which do you prefer? I mean, are you looking forward to gaming on stage as much as you were in the studio, or is this the studio where it's all about for you guys?
I think equally, they're both just brilliant, because we have such a good time in the studio. We have such a laugh, and then we have an amazing time when we're touring. So they're both completely different, but they're both completely amazing. So we like them both.
Obviously you've got millions of fans out there. It's proved that in terms of all the album sales and record sales that you've got. What special message would you like to say to them?
Thank you for your support, and always being supportive, and just a big thank you, big back kiss.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, it's been an absolutely wonderful to talk to you. I can't wait to see you. I'm just going to remind everybody, you're at Sheffield O2 Academy on October the 15th. You've got a series of dates. So listen, guys, have a great time, and catch up with you in Sheffield.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.